Today, we're going to do something different. I know that many of you know of the news that hit us the last part of this last week as we were all in shock for the Divine family and as they received the tragic news of Paul and Teresa that their son Brennan, 20-year-old son Brennan, was found dead Thursday morning. And so today we know we have many members of the family here. We've been talking about the Holy Spirit. I want to talk about the Holy Spirit just for about 5 minutes here, and then we're going to pray for this family today and let God just use our prayers of our church family to comfort them. Who is the Holy Spirit? We've been doing this whole series on who is the Holy Spirit, and today I want to talk to you about the Holy Spirit as our comforter, We know this to be true, and actually in John 16, 7 and 8, it says it like this, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away." This is Jesus talking. "For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him to you." We know that God said this, that Jesus said that, "When I leave, I am sending you my Holy Spirit, who is the Comforter." One of the works of the Holy Spirit is to comfort the believer. The word comfort actually means one to run to our side and it picks us up. This is what Jesus has done when he was on earth. 1 John 2:1 talks about it. This is what Jesus has to say. "We have an advocate." Now, this word advocate actually translates the word comforter as well. It says, "We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous." And what we find out in this word, this is what I love about this, as we've studied this, looking this up, is that we think of the Holy Spirit as our comforter. But you realize Jesus is also our comforter, an advocate. So we don't just have one comforter. We have two comforters. We have Jesus, who is our advocate and comforter, and we have the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter and advocate. And we see that this word advocate means to come along beside and to pick up. And that means that when we are hurting and we are needing someone to come beside us, it is the Holy Spirit, if we allow, will come beside us and pick us up and use us and to do things in us. According to 1 John 2:1, it says that Jesus is still our comforter. The Holy Spirit is not exactly a substitute, but another part. And so we have the Holy Spirit as a comforter, and we have Jesus as the comforter. This is the assurance we have as Christians, knowing this, that we have comfort in the Holy Spirit. When he says that he will give us peace that passes all understanding, how do we have that? That means that in the midst of circumstances that makes no sense to us, when we have questions that we can't answer, and we have things that happen, and we say, "Why did this happen? Why?" And things are so confusing in our heart. It is the Holy Spirit who comes and he comforts us, and he can give us peace, if we allow, to give us peace that passes all comprehension. That means in the middle of my storm, I have peace. Does it mean the storm's still going around? Yes, it is. Does it mean I'm still having to face some things? Yes, it does. But I can be at peace through the Holy Spirit when I allow the Comforter to come in and control my life. We know that the Holy Spirit is wanting to do this in our life. And if we allow the Holy Spirit to come alongside us, look at John 14, 18. He says this. He says, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." Isn't that a great promise? Isn't that a great promise from our Father? He says, "I will not leave you, but I will send you the Comforter. You're not going to be without a comfort. I will come to you. I will find you." And as you read the scripture, really, I was reading this, God began to give me twofold meaning for the scripture. "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you," which means this, that the Holy Spirit, how does he comfort us? He comforts us in two ways. Sometimes he will actually come himself and the Holy Spirit when we are alone and comfort us and pick us up. When we're hurting, the Holy Spirit will come to us and pick us up and lift us up and work within us. Sometimes when you're laying in the bed, sometimes when you're driving in the car, you just feel God's presence come to you and comfort you. Sometimes when in the middle of tears, you'll feel God's presence coming and being close to you. That's the Holy Spirit coming to you. But also realizing this, that the Holy Spirit comes to us. Why does the Holy Spirit come to us? Why does the Comforter come to me? Because God wants to use me as well as an agent of the Holy Spirit. He comes to me to use me. So sometimes God comes to me, the Spirit of comfort comes to me through the Spirit of God right away. By himself. And other times God will send somebody else who's being used the Holy Spirit to bring me comfort. And so it's up to us when he says, "Don't worry about what you're going to speak. Don't worry about what to say. When you stand in front, I'm going to give you words to say." Why is it? That's the Holy Spirit who is speaking through us. And there's times that we'll have things to say of comfort to people. There's times God wants to use us to bring comfort to people. There's times God wants to use you to bring comfort to peace, whether you're at work, whether it's in your family. Things are happening. The Holy Spirit's wanting to operate in your life in a way that will bring comfort to other people. This is why we're wanting a fresh feeling of God's Spirit. This is why we want a fresh outpouring of God's Spirit in my life, so I can have the power to what? To be His witness. How can I be God's witness? What a greater testimony to be God's witness through the power of the Holy Spirit when I allow the Comforter to work through me. How many know we have a world, not just in the situation that's going on in our own church family, but when we leave here and we go to our workplace and our other families and friends, that they are needing the comfort of the Holy Spirit. They're without peace in their life. They're looking for things and answers, and they're not finding the peace of God. And God's wanting to use you and I to bring comfort to them. He's wanting us to be a vessel of comfort, that the Holy Spirit may come to us fresh, and He uses us to bring comfort. Sometimes He chooses to go direct, and sometimes He directly wants to use you and I. The Holy Spirit is our comforter, and we know this to be true. Sometimes He runs alongside us to help. Other times He sends someone to our aid. We know it's this. Look what John 14:12 says. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he who that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than those shall he do, because I go unto the Father. What was He saying? Jesus was saying this, that, man, I'm going to leave. But it's all right. It's all right, because you're going to do even greater things. When you receive the Comforter, when you receive the Holy Spirit, greater things are going to happen in your life. And I believe this is so true. It's like this, that when we first started Destiny Church, there's a lot of things that I do as pastor that I just did. There's a lot of things that I did. I did a lot of the cleaning, a lot of the printing, a lot of the typing, a lot of the administration. I did a lot of the organizing, all these things that we do. And as our church began to grow, I'm able to hand off more things and more things. I'm handing off. And as we grow and get larger, and as we continue to grow as a church body, the more I have to delegate and give away as many things as possible, so that you can take it. Why? Because our church becomes more powerful. We can reach more people. The more people we have involved in ministry, the more things I can give away, the more people we can reach. I only have the ability as one person to reach a certain amount of people. But if I can reach a certain amount of people who can reach a certain amount of people who then can reach a certain amount of people, boy, we have extended and we can reach a community. We can reach a 4-state area. Isn't that the power of that, that God's using all of us? Now think about that. This is why God says, I must go away. He says, I must go away so that God can be glorified through you. It's the same principle of the Holy Spirit of the Comforter. Now, listen, I would love it today. If Jesus was still here on earth as our Comforter, I would love it today. If He was in Jerusalem, I would be on the next plane tomorrow to try to get there as fast as I could. But how many know when I got there, there would be millions of people, but millions upon millions of people lined up waiting to get help for the Comforter. Waiting to have be prayed for, waiting to be ministered to, waiting to get answers, waiting to do these things. I mean, that would be impossible. Think about it. It would be impossible for me to get to Jesus that way. I mean, this would be, the crowd would be enormous. But the awesome thing is this, that He says, I must go away so that I can send my Comforter to administrate through you and I the ministry. Wow. That's big. This is huge. It gives us a grasp as we understand God's plan for the Holy Spirit in our life. He went away that He could send His Holy Spirit to comfort us and to use us to bring comfort to other people. This is God's plan. This is God's plan for our life. That God wants to come in our life and use us to bring comfort to others. There's people here today that are needing comfort. There's a family in our midst that touches so many of us. We have so many people here today that are connected to the Divine and Medlin family that are here. So many aunts and uncles, grandma and grandpas, and cousins, friends, and we're all connected to them as a church body. And when someone hurts, we all hurt. We all hurt. And it's a thing that, you know, what do we do now? I know it's the big elephant in the room this morning. Where do we go from here, Pastor? What are we doing? Well, tomorrow at 1 o'clock, we're having the funeral for Brendan here at 1 o'clock here in the church. Many of you are already serving. You're cooking meals. You're planning on doing different things to help for the funeral and parking. And we're going to be setting up the church and getting as many chairs in here as possible. It's going to take a lot of effort for us to do this together. We're going to be praying for the family here in just a few minutes. And how do we connect with Paul and Teresa? How do we help them? By you serving, things you're doing, you're being asked by the leadership to do. you serving, and they know this, and they express there's so much gratitude from the family they expressed to you, that they just have felt the love of friends and family. I tell you, I was out of the country when it first happened, and all of our staff and several of our leaders went over there and prayed with the family and loved on them. I tell you, you were well represented. God really used our church in a big way. But what do we do when, I just tell you this, when Paul and Teresa come back to church, I don't want you asking them, how are you, okay? Don't do that. That's not wise. I don't want them coming in. I know you care about them, but don't say, how are you doing? We don't want them to have 25 people every time they walk in the door. How are you doing? Let's just allow them to love on them. Allow the comforter to use us just to love on them. What we want to do is we want to love on them. We want to pray for them. As they need prayer, we're going to lift them up in prayer, and we're just going to pray for them. If they want to talk, they'll talk to us, and then we'll pray for them. But let's just allow them to come and be, okay? Let's allow them as we come and just minister to them and love on them and the family. If they're needing something, we'll be able to express that and help them along the way. But I know it's going to be a little bit difficult when they come back, and what do I say? I want them to know that I care. They know that you care, okay? And just by your support as a church, they know that we care and love you. But we don't have to have all the answers, okay? We don't have to have all the answers, and sometimes we want to tell our story, and, you know, it's not always necessary, okay? Let's just allow the Holy Spirit to use us to pray for them, to love them, and to guide them. How do we get through this? Through the power of the Comforter. See, this is the awesome power of having a church family. As we talk about the Holy Spirit baptizing us into the body of Christ, this is why it's important. When we go through these things, that we have each other to lean on, that we have each other to pray for us and lift us up, that when I don't feel like I can walk alone, that I have the Holy Spirit coming beside me and picking me up on this side. On this side, I have a friend coming along beside me and picking me up when I feel like I can't walk. When I feel like I can't face tomorrow, I have a friend coming saying, I'm praying for you. We believe in you. We're here for you. And you don't know how much those prayers really do mean. And in a crisis like this, that we come together and we pull together as a church family. And we pray for each other. And we minister one to another. Today, I want to ask the family members that are here today, would you guys come to the front this morning and let's allow us to love on you and to pray for you today? I know we have a lot of family here. It's good to have those that are here, some even from out of town, and we really are glad to have you here today. We know this is just a hard thing for the family to go through. But today, we want you to know, family, that we love you. We're standing beside you. I'm going to invite, first of all, I want our church leadership that are here and prayer team to come and join me around the front. You guys come this morning. Some of our leaders, surround them. You guys this morning, just get around them. So if you guys step out just a little bit in the middle there, guys. We're going to allow other people today, other friends, if you want to come and stand around them today and circle around them today, you can come and join us as well. We're going to pray for them. They need our prayers today. They need our prayers today. And we're just going to pray to God, we'll just be with them today and just love on them. As a church body, we're going to love on them today and just pray for them that God's Holy Spirit, the Comforter, would come and guide them and lead them today. So those that are here today, just put a hand on the shoulder and begin to pray for them. Can you do that? And if you're sitting down, you can stretch your hands this way as well. Let's begin to pray for them, folks. Father, in Jesus' name today, Lord, we pray for every family member here, Lord. Lord, we pray for the peace that passes all understanding. God, as they are hurting themselves, and at the same time trying to carry Paul and Teresa and their strength and their prayers, God, that themselves they're hurting. And God, today we just pray to God, through the power of the Comforter would come. That God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, as friends and family today are here. God, we pray that God, that your Holy Spirit would be upon them today to comfort them, God, as they mourn the loss of a grandson, mourn the loss of a nephew, of a cousin, God, of a friend. Lord, we pray that God, you would comfort their hearts today, God, giving them power, Lord, to know that you are with them, carrying them through the comfort of your Holy Spirit today. God, we pray that your Holy Spirit, the Comforter, would come and just flood them today with the love of your people. Lord, we come beside them as a church body today, Lord, and we love on them. Lord, and we pray for them today. God, it's your Holy Spirit, Lord, flood their heart, Lord, with love today, love for the Comforter. God, we pray for everyone here, Father. And we pray, Lord, today that you'll continue, God, to be glorified in this, that, Lord, we know the things that seen or for bad that, God, you can turn around and use for good. And God, we pray that, God, even tomorrow, I want you to join me in this prayer, even tomorrow, as this place is filled up with people, there's going to be college-age students throughout this whole building tomorrow filled up, that, God, you would anoint every speaker, every minister, God, myself and others that are speaking, that, God, you give us wisdom, Lord, that we will be able to challenge people at the core of who they are, that they must change their ways, God, and they must make right decisions for you, Christ. And God, today we pray that you give us anointing, God, to be wise in our words, Lord, speaking, Lord, right to the heart of the situation, at the same time bringing comfort to the family, same time celebrating Brennan's life. God, we pray that you would allow us to be unique, God, through the power of your Holy Spirit, and share exactly what is called to be shared tomorrow. And God, we pray and ask of you this, Lord, as a church body, we pray that you give us wisdom, Lord. We stand in for Paul and Teresa today, God. We pray for them even this morning as they're there, Lord, mourning. We pray, God, that your Holy Spirit would be with them today, right now. May they feel the power, the prayers of friends, of a church family, praying and interceding for them right now. God, may your Spirit go to them, Lord. May they feel your love surrounding them in a real way. May they know that, God, in the midst of their sorrow, in the midst of their grief, that, God, your Spirit can bring peace to their heart, peace to their mind. And God, we pray for supernatural peace to fill their home right now. That, God, a peace that passes all understanding would fill that home right now in Jesus' name. That, God, your love will be felt there. Your peace will be felt there. That even though we sorrow and we mourn, that, God, we feel you carrying us. We feel you loving us. And we feel you directing us. And God, we follow your Spirit today. And we say, come, Holy Spirit, fill our lives, directing us, leading us. In Jesus' name we pray. And we pray together. Amen? Amen. Amen. Amen.
We are here in your presence, heaven and earth become one. Here in your presence, all things are new. Here in your presence, everything bows before you.
Father, it's in your presence, Lord, that we receive our peace. Lord, it's in your presence today, God, that we receive power from the Comforter. God, as we lift our hands today in faith, Lord, we receive the power from the Comforter. Lord, we leave here today and we walk in the power of the Comforter. For those that are hurting, God, may they realize the Comforter is caring for them. For those that are going to face people tomorrow and the next day who are needing comfort on their job, in their workplace, their friends, their family, whoever it is, God, I pray that through the power of the Comforter, you work through us, God, to bring comfort to other people, the comfort of your Holy Spirit today. And God, we yield to that, and we bless your name together. And we say amen. Amen. God bless you today. Listen, listen to me. Before you leave, listen to me. Next week, we've got a powerful, powerful sermon on the Holy Spirit. We're going to be praying next week. I got two more sermons I want to preach on the Holy Spirit. We're going to have a time in the last service where we impart. Those who want a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit are going to be laying hands on those who want to just receive a fresh outpouring of God's Spirit in your life. And so just be in prayer as you continue to open up to the Holy Spirit in your life. Tomorrow morning when you get up, what are you going to say? Good morning, Holy Spirit. Let's have a good day together, right? As we're learning to develop that relationship with the Holy Spirit. God bless you today. Hug your neck before you leave. You guys, thank you for being here.